I love a beautiful lawn. You love a beautiful lawn. Everybody loves a beautiful lawn, but they don't love how long it takes and how difficult it can be. And that is where True Green comes into play because it's the easiest and most affordable way to get that beautiful lawn. Let's be real. You've got plenty of other things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. So let True Green take care of all of that hard work while you get to do everything else that you want to do, like go play golf. Here's what you need to do. Visit truegreen.com, okay? It allows you to do you. Let them do the lawn care. And if you visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, that is all guaranteed. You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. It's truegreen.com. Get started now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your mega preview pod for this week's Valero Texas Open. Joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. Greg, hey, buddy.
What's going on, boys? I hope everything went well earlier today on the network. Pretty cool stuff. But looking forward to getting ready for Masters, talking a little Valero Texas Open, exciting stuff.
Well, we didn't get fired. We still have jobs as of this moment, so we're able to do this Texas Open preview. Patrick was there. Patrick, it is good to see you again. We've been, you know what we're doing? We are just cooking up content today. That's what we're doing.
Cooking it up. I am mowing through Airheads at the moment, so apologies if you hear some chewing in the background, potentially.
You know, I have to apologize, Patrick, because when you showed us that bag, I know it said Airhead. So Patrick has a literal bag of Airheads next to his thing, but they're like bite size, which I've never seen.
Airhead bites, yeah. Okay.
The Airheads I remember from my childhood, Patrick, are those long, you know, strands. Now, I have to admit, when you showed that bag, I thought they were Airheads. Wait.
Oh.
Warheads.
Sorry. Yeah. So I still can't figure it out. Warheads.
Okay.
The sour ones. And I'm like, dude, this dude is just popping. And I'd never seen that before. And I'm like, this dude is straight popping warheads. Like down into this. I was like, that's nuts.
Yeah. That is serial killer behavior. You could have sent me to an asylum if that was happening. And I would agree with you. Oh. At that point, I know we talked a little Shutter Island last time.
You wouldn't be able to taste food for a week.
No, I'd be those, like this.
Those blue ones. Yeah. Those blue ones were insane.
I remember I always liked the ones in the black wrapper. What was that? Black cherry.
Those were
I think the worst.
I think they
like
were
sour or yeah, the sourest.
They were the most extreme.
That's just the kind of guy I am, I guess.
I like the cut of your jib, Greg.
Greg just finds a way to make every moment more, which reminds me that this episode of The First Cut is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, where you make every moment more. And gentlemen, listen, we've been talking a lot about the Masters. We've been talking, and we will talk a lot about the Valero Texas Open. There is another event going on that kind of dovetails into both of those, and that's Live Miami, Patrick, because the boys from the other tour, Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton, et cetera, are going to be playing at Doral this week. This is their lead-in event. They haven't played in about 3 weeks since they were in Hong Kong, and this is their final warm-up.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm glad that they moved the team championship away from Doral and made it an individual event. It used to host the kind of season finale for LIV Golf. And Doral, I don't know if the golf courses are pretty similar, but there have been a lot of crossover between Masters success and Doral success. You think Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, when he was a top five player in the world in 2014. Crazy to think that is a decade ago. Phil Mickelson as well. So, yeah, we saw it last year with LIV Golf Orlando. Brooks Koepka winning on, Orange County National.
Yeah.
Not a great course, but he won. Patrick Reed also played somewhat decent there. Phil Mickelson did as well. And we saw them carry it over. So Rahm's obviously top of mind, defending Masters champion. He's playing well on LIV Golf. Can he get a win before that? That would certainly add to the storylines. But Brooks is a guy who has been adamant throughout his career of always liking the second week of a stretch, right? First week, he kind of gets his feet wet. Week two is when he gets going. And so those two guys in particular, when it comes to major championships, you got to keep an eye on.
Speaking of major championships, Greg, last year was this year feels different, but it feels different than last year, because last year it was very much a LIV versus PGA Tour thing, and the LIV guys were trying to validate a lot of the decisions that they made. That does not feel as prevalent this time around. It feels more ceremonial in terms of like, wow, we're getting all the guys in one spot. It's probably because of the framework that's been put together in the last couple of months. Also, it seems like the temperature has been turned down from guys on both sides. So it feels more exciting going into the Masters than it does combative.
It does. It's kind of interesting. Like my Twitter feed or X feed has been, the LIV bots have been very quiet. Maybe it's my feed, but there hasn't been a lot of stirring of the pot. There hasn't been a whole lot of rumors flying around about people leaving the PGA Tour, going to LIV. After Taylor Gooch, there hasn't been much clamoring about official world golf rankings. Things seem to kind of have settled at this point. Look, that is probably just a volcano that's waiting to erupt at some point. But I don't think there's anybody on either side who wants the volcano to erupt at the Masters. So I think when we come to next week and everybody gets on property at Augusta National, they have too much respect. All the players have far too much respect to take any attention away from this great tournament that we all love. So I do think that this week in Miami is an important week for the LIV guys. They haven't played a lot. It's been, you know, almost a month. It's been a long time. So they got to get their they got to shake off a little bit of rust if they have it and get into some competitive golf, if you want to call it that, and get themselves gamed up for the Masters. And this will be more competitive than most because it does have a direct tie-in for many of the players in their field to next week at the Masters.
I looked. The favorite for this week was, I just closed it out and my brain is fried at this point in the day. I cannot remember who's the favorite. John Rahm, I suppose.
Yep. John Rahm, and then closely followed by Joaquin the Dream Neiman.
Yes. Cause I remember that farther down the board was Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka. And I was like, it seems a little long. I think they were like 16 and 20 to one. So I was thinking maybe those guys could get a little look or two.
Oh, Rick, I did take your advice from the Rick Run Good newsletter. I placed a wager on Carlos Ortiz. I found a 40 to one.
On Whoa. It. I only found a 33 to one.
Value Hunter. Watch out.
Yes. Patrick shopping the dark web for all the best lines that he can find. No, actually, I'm just kidding. He was on FanDuel because that's where you make every moment more. We are going to turn our attention to the Texas Open. Plus, we've got our best bets. We've got our one and done. If you guys want to do that, that's fine. We could just cancel. I'm up for whatever, but we'll get to all that after a quick word from our partners. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there, and I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now, here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Did you know that more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Those numbers do not add up to me, and I know it can be confusing, the biomechanics of the foot, the bones, the muscles, everything in between, but solving foot pain is simple, and that's where Superfeet comes into play. These Superfeet insoles go into your shoes, give your feet comfort and support where they need it the most, and redistribute the forces that reduce both stress and strain through your entire body, not just your feet. Insoles have been phenomenal for me personally, and they are clinically proven to decrease fatigue, reduce injury, and improve comfort. I can attest to that myself, especially when walking a lot of golf holes that I play. So if you feel good, you play good, you look good, everything works out from there, and it starts from the bottom up. Visit superfeet.com and enter promo code FIRST at checkout for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. And we're back. I'm not supposed to acknowledge the ads, but shouldn't we be promoting the Masters? Or if you're not watching on YouTube, we just ran an ad for the RBC Heritage. Don't we have a big tournament, you know, next week called the Masters that we should be promoting?
I guess everybody knows about that already.
I guess.
We're thinking ahead.
That's so funny. Anyway, this week is the Texas Open TPC San Antonio. And Greg, this is one of the better fields that we have gotten. Rory McIlroy was not kidding about playing his way into the Masters. He's in this field. Ludwig is there. Brian Harman, Max Homa, Tommy Fleetwood, Deki, Colin Morikawa, that guy named Jordan Spieth. I mean, it is a fairly stacked field. What is that? 7-8 golfers inside the top 20 of the official world golf rankings who are going to be teeing it up this week.
Yes. And look, this is an important week for a lot of these players. I find it to be fascinating. You can pick out a couple, very few of those players, maybe Ludwig and Hideki, as guys who are feeling really confident with their game heading into the Masters. Now, everybody else has some pretty significant question marks. You know, Brian Harman has played some good golf as well. But everybody else seems to have some question marks. They seem to have some cleaning up to do with their game, so to speak. So a very important week. Not just because of the Masters, but also because of the state of the game of many of these top players.
Yeah, and obviously the big question mark, Patrick, is one Rory McIlroy. You know, he does not get the benefit of an A-plus grade for just a handful of, you know, top 20-ish finishes to start off his 2024 season, especially when the career Grand Slam looms on the other side.
Yeah, I think the discourse around Rory is pretty interesting. You look at his stats, he still ranked sixth in the world in total strokes gained this year. He had the win in Dubai, which was in a pretty good field, beating Adrian Meronk and Cameron Young. And he has four straight top 25 finishes. Obviously, some of those come in limited field, no-cut events. But for Rory, it's really about battling the big number. 13 water balls already this season. Six double bogeys. That is more than he had in 2023 the entire year. But the rest of the game looks pretty good. I mean, the driver is really sharp. Outside of the occasional left miss, it's in a good spot. The iron play flashed a little bit of form there at the Players' Championship. I mean, this is a guy who led after the first day at the Players' Championship. So I don't think he's as far off as people say. And the last time he played the Texas Open, he finished runner-up at the Masters. Granted, he missed the cut. And granted, he changed golf balls that week. Last year, he had the match play tune-up, which was perfect, right? He didn't win the event, but he finished third. And he switched putters to the Scotty Cameron Newport 2. Thank God he's not changing anything this week, hopefully, right? He's just hopefully just working on his game a little bit. No equipment changes, but I think he's in a spot that isn't as bad as people think. But the expectations are low, which probably helps him going into the Masters.
There's still plenty of time for him to switch something between now and the Masters. So
I know. And Rory, I mean, he loves, I know he's a listener to this podcast. Yep. Whatever I say, he typically does the opposite. Like I say, oh, he's going to win the Open. And then he's like, yeah, okay, Patrick, loses the Open. It's just stuff like that.
It's a little unfair, Greg, to the Texas Open that it does kind of get lumped together with the Masters. And the second the final putt drops, everyone has turned their attention. But when you start talking about Texas Open, Masters, how do those two things meld together? That has me dreaming about Jordan Spieth. And you mentioned question marks earlier. There might be no bigger question marks than Jordo right now, because I have zero clue what we're going to get out of him this week, nor do I have any clue what we're going to get out of him next week.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Rick, I think some of those question marks are being answered, but not in a good way. You know, we're starting to see some consistently poor iron performance. And that's the biggest concern for me with Jordan Spieth. You saw early in the year ups and downs with his irons. You saw some bad weeks, some okay weeks, some good weeks. But now you've seen in three out of the last 5 weeks, he's lost over two strokes approaching the green in each of them. In the other two, he gained strokes, but less than 0.1. So basically right at zero. So the iron performance has been way better. There is some good news in his game. His driving seems to be under control, seems to be pretty accurate. His putter has been performing at a very high level. He's top 10 on the PGA Tour this year in strokes gained putting. So while there are some good signs with Jordan, the one big question mark also happens to be the most important aspect at Augusta National, and that's the iron play. This does, however, feel like a high potential to be a get-right spot for Jordan Spieth. You know, he's playing with this tournament in mind, but also one eye on Augusta National, and it always seems to bring out the best in his game. So while I'm worried about his iron play, I do believe he could turn it around over these next 2 weeks.
We're getting answers. I just don't like the answers. it's basically the relationship I have with my wife. She tells me things and I'm like, I don't know.
Why we have the podcast. Talk it out to us. Right.
It's the boys here. It's a safe space. This is the Corey Connors Open, twice a winner and the defending champion. He is actually going to make, make a little bit of an appearance on our betting card. So I think we can save him for a little bit later. I think we're going to keep this tight. I think we're going to head to the bets. We're going to head to the one and done. We'll continue the conversation after a quick word from our partners. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support.
At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The betting section of the show, also known as the Best Bets, is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Now, here's how we do this. We take $100 over to FanDuel, and we put 50 on a matchup. We put 30 on a finishing position. We put 10 each on two separate outrights. Then Josh gives us another 50 that we can chase with. That's a different story. We'll start with those $100. Josh, please release the grid. This is what it looks like for this week. Nice and tight, nice and focused, nice and interesting. Greg, please lead us off with your matchup for this week.
Okay, I got Max Homa, even money over Colin Morikawa. Now, Max Homa has been playing, I think, a lot better golf than Colin Morikawa. You do see a T64 at the Players. Things got a little wild off the tee for him. I do trust his driver. His ball striking has been substandard for Max Homa, but it has not been poor. And I also, Rick, we talked about this a little bit on Monday. His short game is strong enough where I think it can carry him in an event. And I don't like that long term. Rather him get his lift his ball striking back up to previous levels. But short game can be important on a golf course like this. So I'm really happy with really optimistic about Max's game going forward. And I'm much less optimistic about Colin's game because his biggest strength right now has been a weakness for him. And I also really like the number. I don't think Morikawa should be favored over Homa. He is. I'm taking the dog. Let's go Homa.
I also went against Colin Morikawa, but I did it with Alex Noren, who is the favorite. So we had this happen a couple of weeks ago. It was a Scottie Scheffler versus Rory McIlroy line. And I said, that line is speaking to me. It doesn't make any sense. If this is the line, it's talking and you have to listen. This is the same thing. Twice a major champion, very shortly removed from being one of the best iron players in the world, is a dog to Alex Noren. No offense to Alex Noren. He's been playing great. But this does not add up. I listen when lines speak, and I will take Alex Noren over Colin Morikawa. Patrick, you have entered the conversation. What is so funny over there? You're chuckling the whole show. What's happening?
It's a sugar high. It's a sugar high, I guess.
You're just an airhead right now, is what you are.
No. Josh had plus 650 for my matchup, but he just erased all the value that was on there, unfortunately. Yeah.
That would be six. It's not plus 650. It is plus 105, and it's two big boppers going against one another.
Yeah, I'm going with Texas's very own Jordan Spieth plus 105 over Hideki Matsuyama. I don't know. I think I kind of just went with it. We're in Texas. Jordan Spieth has been playing horrible golf, like not good at all. I saw a trend today. I love trends because you can kind of just like pick your window that wants to work for your narrative type of thing.
That is literally the sole purpose of trends. That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. And so the last 12 Masters winners, the four events prior, they had gained at least 18 strokes to degree.
Sure.
Jordan Spieth is at -2. So for this to happen, Jordan Spieth needs to gain 20 strokes from tee to green, which is pretty much what Scottie Scheffler did at Memorial last year when he was unbelievable at Jack's Place. So could it happen? It's not going to, but I'm picking him plus 105. I think he just finds something. Somehow, some way, it's going to happen. And then Hideki, he's playing such good golf. It's kind of like, all right, we need to sell off a little Hideki right now. The shares are getting too hot.
Take your profit.
So I'm taking the plus money. I don't condone it at all. I don't think it's a great bet, but that's like, these are the two most difficult guys to figure out on the PGA Tour.
Finishing positions. And Patrick, I'm going to bounce it right back to you, bud, because you and I have the same guy and I'm going to defer to you so that you can let the people know who it is. Yours is a top 40. Mine's a top 20.
I love Lucas Glover this week. T11 at the Valspar Championship recently in his last start. In any golf course where Corey Connors, a very accurate driver, a very good iron player, and a meh putter can win twice, is a golf course where You know who I'm circling? Lucas Glover. They have the exact same skill set. So top 40 at minus 105. Love it.
I have him at top 20 plus 280. And Greg, a little bit of crossover here because the guy who's in your finishing position is also on my outright card. Please let everybody know who that is.
Yeah, we got a little bit of crossover in a couple places. That is Christian Bezuidenhout. I love him for a top 20 at plus 210. This iron play has been phenomenal. Every event on the PGA Tour this season, he's gained at least a shot, with the exception of the Arnold Palmer Invitational, where he lost six. But every week in and week out, he has shown extremely consistent performance with the iron play. I believe that's extremely important here. Just like Patrick said with Corey Connors, we've seen that with pretty much all of the recent winners here at the Texas Open. But the advantage that Seabez has here is he also happens to be a great putter. So I love that combination. I think this golf course fits his game really well, and I love his form for a top 20 this week.
Top 20 at plus 210. I took him on my outrights at 50-1 alongside Hideki Matsuyama at 20-1. Greg referenced all the great stuff about Bezuidenhout, and I'll give you just the ball striking prowess, the ability to go low, the high upside of Hideki Matsuyama at 20-1. Patrick, I'm very glad about your second golfer here, your longer shot golfer, because Greg and I talked about him on Monday's show. He almost made my second slot of the outright card. I'm glad he made somebody. So please reveal your card, please.
Yeah, it is a perennial top 10 player in the world, Russell Henley, at 45-1. Pretty much what I said for Glover, Gary Payton, the glove. Accurate off the tee, good iron play. And you know what Russell Henley can do? He can putt this year. He's been unbelievable on the greens. And so the iron play actually hasn't been too hot, but I'm hoping that returns to kind of historical levels. And if it does, I think he'll have a chance. And then at 12-1, Ludvig Åberg, Texas ties, a Red Raider, playing great.
How many years was he at Texas Tech? I love that anybody who spent any time anywhere gets tied to that.
Freedom. Dude, a lot. He was there, I think, 4 years. He's 24, right?
Does that overshadow like the 20 years he spent in Scandinavia?
Well, in college, those are your formative years. You're learning how to become an adult. You're learning how to live on your own.
And you're doing learning it the Texas way.
And you're doing it the Texas way.
So Ludvig gets credit for, and this is not limited to him. This is everybody. So he gets all of Europe. He gets Texas. And I guess because he lives in Florida now, he also gets Florida.
That is correct. I mean, he's an international man of mystery. Yeah, call him Austin Powers.
That is true. Yeah.
So, I mean, returning to his home soil. He's playing really good golf, like very good golf. Top 10 at the Players Championship. He was top 10 in each tee to green metric, and the iron play has improved a lot since his rookie year. And you got to ball strike your way around this golf course. So I think he's going to win this week.
I mean, yeah, he's awesome. And he's been a top three player since he's turned pro, basically, however you want to slice it up. Greg, give us your betting card, please.
Yeah. I'll stick with the hometown hero.
He's coming home, Greg. He's coming home.
I also have Ludvig on my outright card. And I didn't even think of Texas, I'll be quite honest. In fact, I'll give you a little preview to the next card that we show. I'm all in on the Scandinavians this week. That's what I was considering, Ludvig. But, you know, I felt like Ludvig hasn't been playing that great. And then I look at his report card, and it's straight A's. So that's a really good sign for me. You know, it's like been a little disappointing, been a little slow at times, and he's still finishing eighth at the Players, T25 at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, T19 at the Genesis, second at a rain-shortened AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I mean, this is looking really good. And this narrative of him being a Texas boy just adds fuel to the fire. I also have Lucas Glover. Now, I had a hard time deciding who was going to win this tournament. Like a really hard, I have a lot of guys that I like, but I didn't really like anybody enough to win. And Lucas Glover checks all those Corey Conner boxes. Like Patrick said, Rick mentioned on Monday, he's got a new putter head style. Mm-hmm. Same broomstick, just a different broomstick. And I'm thinking that's just going to give him enough of a spark. And Lucas Glover could be the long shot that gets a contention. So I went long this week.
Same broom, new bristles is what he's got in the bag, which is always good for a spark. The extra $50 that Josh gives us goes on anything in the whole world that we would like. Greg has done the proper thing and found himself a nice little top 40. Greg, what have you opted for this week?
I forgot I did this.
Perfect.
So the Scandinavian I was thinking of earlier was actually Alex Noren, but I forgot I made a pivot, and I love this pivot. I went Matty Schmid, top 40 at plus 165. This is just the one thing that worries me is when I hear Rick say I listen to the lines, because this line just feels wrong. You know, it's like, is there something I don't know here? But he just hasn't gotten any attention. And in his last four events, he has been he's turned into a rock solid player. He's extremely long off the tee. He is a great putter with that long broomstick he's got. And in his last four events, you have a T10 in Puerto Rico, T26 at the Players, a T17 at the Valspar, T21 in Houston. I think he's good to get us a top 40 this week.
Greg's listening, but we'll see if that line is talking or not. Matty Schmid, top 40 at plus 165. I did something I rarely do. I stepped into the nationality wagers and found myself a top Canadian in Corey Conners. I wanted a little bit of Conners exposure here. I don't love thinking that he's going to win again, but I do think he's rounding into form right at the correct time, and he's got to beat out the four other Canadians of, can you guys guess? You know the Canadians in this field?
There's Svensson.
Svensson's one. Impromptu trivia.
Pendrith.
Pendrith too. This is why he has the trophy.
Oh gosh, I got to come back here. I'm gonna go. Tough. I know Mackenzie Hughes isn't. Nick Taylor isn't.
No, they're
I know. Saving Silverman. Ben Silverman.
That's the third. There is one more, and it's deep.
Mike Weir?
Jeez, not that deep. His last name starts with the same as Ben Silverman, so it starts with an S.
Okay. So those both start with S.
You're off to a great start. Going once?
I know who it is.
Okay.
I don't.
Yo, Sloan.
Roger.
So Corey Conners to beat out Taylor Pendrith, Adam Svensson, Ben Silverman, Roger Sloan, top Canadian, plus 110. That's the wager. And Patrick, you've done it again, my friend. What have you gone with?
Yeah, bad beat last week with Scottie Scheffler to win the Houston Open at 3-1. So I went with John Rahm. 6.5-1. I thought about Ludvig here, but Rahm's 100% going to be there on Sunday, so we got that going for us. 6.5-1 to win LIV Golf Miami. He's playing really good golf, not quite great golf, but I think he kicks it into gear, wins this, gets us a nice storyline, defending off a win, going into the Masters, and we're on to Augusta.
I'm surprised you didn't take Nelly to win the match play at 8-1. Match play might be a little too volatile for you.
Yeah. What, that's Shadow Creek, correct?
Shadow, oh, it's the best. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, I haven't really. I've watched some of the final rounds over the last couple of weeks, but I don't know too much. But that might actually be a good thing.
They've been hard. They have been hard to find. Mm-hmm. Like even by golf standards, even by golf coverage standards, the final rounds of LPGA events have been hard to find. So I think it's like only on Peacock.
Yeah. And that's where I watch my stuff, just because I won't get into it.
Because
your cord cutter.
Because you were stealing somebody else's cable login. What's the problem? Why are you forced to use Peacock?
I don't want to talk bad about my NBC Sports app. Like, does not work for some reason. I don't know why. It does not work on my TV.
Why can't you talk bad about that?
Well, I mean, they're friends.
Yeah, well, they have to
and competitors.
They have to.
It could be a me problem, for all I know.
You don't want it to work.
Does it like let you log in, or is it just like it doesn't play anything?
I just get the can't share this video when I click on.
Is it attached to your email account?
Did you unplug and plug it back in?
I've tried it all, guys. Okay, I'm a very handy man.
Did you take out the cartridge and blow in it and put it back? You're too young for that, probably.
Oh, no, try resetting the internet.
Try making sure your firmware is up to date.
All right, and that has been your First Cut podcast.
No, that best bet segment was brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. If you're going to hit the promos, you got to hit the right promos.
That's true.
I have breaking news. Josh, hit the breaking news drop. We don't have one, but we should have one. Breaking news. According to Golf Week, Rory McIlroy is shaking up his Masters prep. He will not arrive until Tuesday. He's skipping the par 3 contest in bid for elusive career Grand Slam. This is what, after last year he played like 80 holes in preparation?
Oh, last year was a dream. 80 holes. I think he shot 29 on 19. One round of 18, he had like 22 putts. Remember that report?
With the blade putter?
With the blade, yeah, he was so creative with it, Greg.
Didn't
so
he go to like creative. A shorter driver too?
Oh, I'd like to think so. You're probably right.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I commend him for trying everything.
You think KP was in his ear? Hey, just arrive a little later than usual. KP was shouting at the rooftops for that.
This is the same schedule I'm on. I'm getting there Tuesday and probably skipping the part 3 contest. Like, should me and Rory McIlroy be having the same schedule for next week?
Maybe you'll see him in the airport.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just kidding.
Or just ask for a ride. Hey, can you swing by California on the way to Georgia from Florida?
That would be sick. Could he pick me up? I know it's a little out of his way, but I'll be flying Delta coach row like 37. So
Delta, I'm not usually a Delta guy, but it was nice when I went to Phoenix.
They have direct flights from Orange County, which is nice. Very few people have direct flights from Orange County to Atlanta.
And then are you rental car?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's like 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Dang. You should have flown into Charleston.
How long is that drive?
About 3.
So why would I do that?
So you could see me.
Oh, I'll pick you up. You want me to change my itinerary and pick you up?
Yeah, I'll go in the trunk and then I'll go in your backpack into the media center.
Well, it's a big backpack.
It's got to be. I am 6'1". No big deal.
Allegedly. I thought you were more 5'11 when I saw you.
Listen.
One and done is our final thing that we have to do, gentlemen. And like I said, we don't really have to do it, but we will for the people. And look at this. The six of us have 5 different selections. I went with Matt Fitzpatrick because I'm at $2 million and I need help. The idea here being that he has basically the same odds to win as Corey Connors, if not better than Corey Connors. And I knew that none of you guys would pick him. So I got myself a lone wolf.
Okay. You're listening to the lines again.
I'm listening. I don't know if I'm interpreting them correctly, but I'm all ears. My ears are on the ground. Kyle went with Corey Connors. We are at 2 million and 2.8 million. Big gap to Patrick, who's at 5 million. Patrick, who'd you go with?
I went with Ludvig. I thought someone else would pick him. I understand he probably has more upside elsewhere in a signature event or even a major championship, but we're working with like a 1.7 million purse to the winner. So I think he's going to grab it this week, and I'm going to pull in right behind Josh.
Billy Horschel for Mark. He's at 5.7. Mark was a man of his word. I asked him earlier today who he was going to take. He did say Billy Horschel. I had to kind of rip it out of him because you know how closely he holds this one and done competition, but he did give me Billy Horschel. Greg, look at you, you sneaky little dog at $6.1 million, just $800,000 behind Josh. Who'd you pick?
Alex Noren. This is the Scandinavian play. I told you, I'm a big fan of Sweden here in Texas this week. Alex Noren been playing great golf. I think it's going to continue. He's been all around phenomenal. He's one of the best, second best on the PGA Tour in bogey avoidance behind only Scottie Scheffler, who's not playing this week. And I think bogey avoidance is an important style. It's a good style you can utilize on a golf course like this. So love Alex Noren.
And then finally, producer Josh, who is in the lead at $6.9 million, has opted for Corey Connors. Yes, that guy who has won this event twice, including last year, though he still has some ground to make up to the big boy team, which currently leads the full Run Your Pool contest, $9.8 million, BA314 at 9.7, along with Mike M. Ann at $9.6 million, and then Ward 10, that is, at $9 million. That's the top five. You can go see the full standings on your own time. What if I had to read out all 800 or 900 every week?
I think that's what the person who comes in last among us has to do. Wow. Just one episode. Welcome to the First Cut. Here was your 2024 one and done at 901st.
That would be, yeah, count them from the bottom up. That would be.
All I have to say to that, Patrick, is bring your Airheads. It's a good day to have a bag of Airheads with you.
What's the best Airhead flavor, Patrick?
I love red everything. Red Airheads, red Starburst, red everything.
Red
blue right now.
Red bottom shoes. Red apples.
Ooh. I actually like green apples a little more.
Oh, so you lied to us then.
But just for fake, like really fake candy, I like the cherry stuff.
Artificial red.
Yeah. Actually, Jolly Ranchers, I like blue. But I haven't had a Jolly Rancher in like a decade, probably.
This whole thing is crumbling. Anything else before we get out of here? You'll have, you know, you'll take our apology for wrapping up 12 minutes early, considering the fact that we did an hour show earlier today. But anything else before we get out of town for the day?
I'm looking forward to it. It's a big week. It does get melded into the Masters. I think it's a good spot for the Valero Texas Open. You get a field like this, a lot of discussion, a lot of eyeballs on this tournament. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how these top dogs that are in the Masters play this week.
Yep.
If you so would like to watch that preview, that early preview of the Masters that we did earlier today, it is now up on YouTube and in your podcast feed. So there are basically two episodes waiting for you. And there will be more to come Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the next 2 weeks with other stuff in the middle.
Right on.
All right.
Let's do it.
Big thanks to producer Josh, does all the hard work behind the scenes. Patrick McDonald is available at P McDonald CBS, and that's Greg Ducharme, who you can find at The Real GFD. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.